Good morning and Merry Christmas and welcome to our Community Connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and also from Tallgrass Motors. Now, Telly is a friend of mine and we've known each other since I moved to town and you brought a friend of yours in.
Since forever. I know, since forever that you've been here. I mean, it's been so long. Yes, I did.
Yes.
I brought George with me.
George, I understand that we've got a big Christmas dinner planned today.
Sure do. Yes, we've been working on it for the last few weeks and months and getting prepared for today. And starting at 11:30 this morning, we're going to serve from 11:30 till 2:30, and it's open to everyone. We just hate to see someone home alone on Christmas Day. We want them to come out, enjoy a great dinner that Rita Marshall has prepared. And we have probably close to 100 volunteers that will be helping out, will be serving the meal. And the nice thing about this is that our guests come in, are seated, and the meal is served to them. This is not buffet style.
That's
this
right.
They're served on real china.
Real plates with real silverware.
Absolutely.
So this is a real sit-down dinner. We're not doing the cafeteria line. No. This is service.
That's right. And this has been going on. This is our 17th year for having this dinner. And it's an organization called Friends Indeed. And Shelly and Elaine Lucas, Rita Marshall, Betty Dalrymple, who Betty does all the purchasing of the materials that we need and things of this nature. She works hard at that. We have about 10 people that work and help, kind of the team that prepares this all together and has it ready to go. And then, like I say, we will have 100 volunteers easily. And last year, we served over 900 meals between people coming in, and then we have volunteers that deliver meals or go pick up people who don't have their own transportation. We encourage if there's someone out there that doesn't have a way to get to the church. And by the way, this is at Adams Boulevard Church of Christ, and they're great hosts. They allow us to use their facilities.
Yes.
That is fantastic. To, like I say, the first 3 years, I think it was, the meals were held at American Legion, and after that, like I say, Adams Boulevard Church of Christ been great hosts and allow us to use their facilities, which are wonderful, a beautiful kitchen, and then
the
gym.
And it's so cool, too, because the cook that Rita, and again, Rita Marshall, and I always forget her married name, but Miss Rita, was our cook. And it's so funny because she also attends at Adams Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So when they built on and did the kitchen, and it is actually a commercial kitchen. So when we were doing planning in one day, and Miss Rita said, "We have got to get this in my kitchen," and it is her kitchen. She is queen, and so she has her staff that helps her, and it is phenomenal. When I had gone by and she was showing me all of the stuff that they had already prepared, so we're not going to run short today. So definitely don't anybody hesitate to come. And it's amazing. I even think there have been a few times we've even felt a little biblical because it seems like, oh, we only have so many like green beans, but yet they seem to still, we have enough that makes it through all the people. And some of the early planning were always really, really interesting because I love Elaine Lucas. This all came about with Elaine and someone else she was talking to that Bartlesville is neat how it just puts stuff together with the community.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just talking about how it's not right. People shouldn't be alone on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And you know, the community ought to have this dinner. So just from the conversation, and then it just happened. And so a lot of the planning times, you know, and Elaine, we go, oh, we don't have enough turkeys. We don't have turkeys. Now this is coming up. What are we going to do with her? We need our turkeys. And it would be so funny because different ones, you know, would say, Well, God will provide. And it's always amazing, you know, we're short of hams. Oh, we don't have any. Next thing we know, we've got more hams than we know what to do with. It just seems to happen that way.
Well, you know, for some folks who've been working for a few days and all morning and getting ready for this, you guys have such a glow and such a joy about you. This is really something to behold. Now, this kicks off at 11:30 this morning, goes to 2:30 in the afternoon, and the cost is absolutely free, courtesy of Friends Indeed.
Exactly, yes. And, you know, we've been thankful from there been a lot of people, the Dungeness family of Ford, whatever their name is, excuse me, donated 30 turkeys this year.
Wow. Way to go, Brad.
And then we've had other organizations, the Nutrition Center up in Dewey, truck stop up in Copan has donated things. Price's Meat Market has donated items, and a lot of that. And then there are people who have donated money. Our Rotary Club of Bartlesville has donated money, and the Jane Phillips Society has donated money. So we get a lot of the meat, you know, the turkey and the hams are all donated. We typically have to buy, you know, some of the other materials that we use, but we've managed to do it, and it's all, like I say, it's all free for people for today. They come and enjoy.
And also, because Miss Rita cooks, so we are not talking about stovetop stuffy. I mean, we're not talking about stuff out of a can or a box.
Ooh.
It is homemade.
Wow.
So that's where the cash donations also help, so that we can buy those ingredients to fill in with that. And we do now have don't we have an account at the Bartlesville Community Foundation?
Yes. Wow.
So if anybody does want to donate, you know, tax-free, whatever, the write-off, they can contact them and make a donation. Mm-hmm. And not only do we have a prime placement, so it's the real table, real, I think, are we still doing tablecloths? That's the other thing. We were really, but some of them just insisted on those tablecloths, and it's like, you know, who's got to do the laundry? But not only that, with real food, real silverware and plates, but we also have live entertainment.
Live entertainment?
Yes, we do. And it is never too late to sign up. So if there is anybody, they can call me, 918-440-9999. And that also is one of those things that always gets to be a little frantic, because I thought this was going to be the easiest year. I had all this ahead of time, had somebody kind of heading up, and found out last minute that he's stuck for work in New Mexico. Who goes to New Mexico at Christmas time?
Especially from Oklahoma. Should be in Oklahoma on Christmas Day.
Exactly. Especially when you've got a meal like ours. I mean, I would have thought he would have already been in line a week ahead. So the call has been going out. So any entertainment. One year this happened that actually all the acts, one thing or another happened, you know, like a couple of them just kind of blew it off. Well, I really thought you had enough. And it's like, don't do this to me. But then we had some that had to go out of town, had some illness, and that there was absolutely nobody. So frantically, see, I'm the resident ding-a-ling. So ding-a-ling, we had some books, and we just had a call, and we just had a community group that sang carols. And that was so popular, so we've been doing it ever since. Definitely, anybody who wants to come sing with our group, and especially guys, you know, it's always hard to get the guy parts. You know, I always have girls that'll don't mind standing up. And if there's some shy guys, we can let you kind of stand in the back. We just need your voice. So, you know, doesn't matter where you go. And it's come as you are, no dress code. No pay. You could be entertained, and you get real food.
Dinner and a show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And by the way, one of the things, every year we've done this, at the end of the dinner, we typically have some food left over, and we've made arrangements with the county jail, and we will get the food to the staff and the inmates there. So they'll have a nice Christmas meal also.
That's great. That is just outstanding. And once again, this is Friend Indeed, and we're going to do this at 3700 West Adams, and this will be at the Church of Christ.
It's behind the water towers.
Behind the water.
You find hot, cold, and warm, and you look behind it on the same land, and you've got us.
And you got it.
And there's a sign out front that it welcomes everyone to come to.
Okay. Well, so you can't miss it then.
You shouldn't. Yeah.
And if not, call me, and I will even, talk you in. So 918-440-9999.
But Shelly will be your GPS.
There you go. Oh, that could be a scary thing.
And let me give them another number. Let's it's 918-914-1152. And that's if you need a ride or if you want food delivered. Now, we deliver within the Bartlesville area, Bartlesville Dewey. We don't go
too much further. You just
we don't go to
that.
Tulsa.
Yeah, might get cold by then. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, and again, these are volunteers that will take the food and pick up people, and they love doing it. Yes. One year we had a snowstorm, and I thought, well, we're not going to get anyone that wants to go out and driving in this snow and ice. They showed up. And sure enough, they delivered and just kept delivering.
Never underestimate folks, especially on Christmas Day.
That's right, especially when it comes to food. So definitely, come eat with us. Come be entertained.
And it's all free, and it starts at 11:30 this morning.
Yes, it does.
That's exactly right.
George Shelly, thank you very much for being a part of our broadcast this morning, and good luck today.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho.